Roger Grossman, Will Shepard getting ready for the kickoff. It's a beautiful day in northern Indiana. The leaves aren't anywhere near close to changing. However, it felt like early October today, and it will feel definitely like early to mid-October tonight when the temperature drops down through the 60s during the game. The Panthers are wearing all white with silver uniforms trimmed in black. It's not that hard to see, and with the lights, it kind of reflects, so it's not that bad. It could be a lot worse. The Plymouth home basketball jerseys are much worse, white jerseys with white numbers and very little trim. The IHSA has outlawed those jerseys coming up here in a couple of years. Tigers in their home black uniforms, orange numbers, orange trim, and now they have numbers on both sides of their helmets. They have earned those through the first 4 weeks of this football season. We are waiting for the captains to make their way out to the middle of the field and meet with the officiating crew. The captains are being summoned to the middle of the field to do that. Looking at the other teams at Warsaw, the JV is 1-3. They lost to Concord last week, 16-0. However, they are moving up the quarterback from the freshman team for a couple quarters tomorrow for the JV game at Northwood. And that should help them a lot. They have had trouble scoring because their JV quarterback is Taylor Vilma, who's starting for the defense on Friday night. So this is not really conducive for scoring. So that's been a problem. The freshman team continues to plow through everybody. They beat Concord last night here, 36-0. They are now 4-0. Again, the captain's going through last-minute instructions from the head official tonight. It's a five-man crew as always. Sun shining brightly here at Fisher Field. The home stands casting a shadow that covers the field turf from the hash marks on the near side back to the near sidelines. Everybody on the Northwood side is in bright sunshine, and guess what? For the fifth straight week, Warsaw won the toss. They're pretty good at this.
I think we like that.
Yeah. It's worked out pretty well so far. So, last minute handshakes for the captains for both teams. Northwood's going to get the football first, and they will be working from left to right. There is almost no breeze at all here today. It's been just another gorgeous day. It's been a really nice week. We're expecting some clouds and maybe a little bit of rain tomorrow morning. We'll have to wait and see. Right off the bat, well, our hearts go in our throat. Warsaw won the toss. Northwood's going to receive, and right away, their best and fast skill people are going to get an opportunity to get their hands on the football. So the Tigers have been trying to work in other kids, backups, into the special teams role, but you look across there, and it is pretty much all the starting linebackers, starting safeties, and their best athletes from the offense who will be covering kicks for the Tigers tonight. Mason Smythe has the ball teed up at the 40-yard line. Mason has had a tremendous year so far, both in kicking extra points, where he is perfect, and field goals, where he is 6 out of 8 with a school record 52-yarder 2 weeks ago at Plymouth. And he is at about 75% on touchbacks. And he will be kicking into a windless northern Indiana air with these dangerous guys from Northwood back deep. Nitarian Tuggle, whose nickname is Nitro, and it is for a reason. Josiah Edmond, who goes by JoJo. And you've got Trey Woods. Three fastest guys, I think, in the Northern Lakes Conference. And they're all back deep. And we're ready to go. The whistle sounds, and Smythe puts his foot to the football. And we are underway, and it's going to be a touchback right off the bat for the Warsaw Tigers. Smythe kicks it 8 yards deep, and Northwood will start from their own 20-yard line on the opening possession of the football game. Now, again, Northwood moves the ball through the air, only averaging 68 yards of rushing per game this season. The difference is it's not just 15 and 20-yard passes down the field and go routes. They will dump off screen passes to these guys, and these guys are hard to tackle, especially Tuggle. Tuggle is a load to try to bring to the ground. Not that he's that big, but he's elusive. First play from scrimmage from the 20. Owen Rader backs on either side, will take, and he'll hand it off to the left, and it'll be a 2-yard gain. And that was Landon Perry on the carry. They will line up multiple guys in the backfield. They don't have a running back. They will, with different formations, run different people back there. Second down and 8. Rader again with backs on either side of him. Now he'll send Perry out in motion. It's a quick throw out to the near side. Perry makes the catch to the 20. Turns upfield 25. Has the first down to the 30 and to the 34-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12 yards and a first down for the Northwood Panthers, their first down of the contest.
The defensive backfield for Warsaw has to get their hands knocking down the receiver's blocks.
Ball in the near hash mark at the 34-yard line. Rader now with one back to his left, and he'll give it to him. And that is Keegan Statz, and Statz will get pushed into the Warsaw sideline. And they'll mark him out at the 37 for a gain of 3 yards. If it sounds a little louder here at Fisher Field, that's because it's youth football night, which means it's youth cheerleading night also. And we've got, I'd say, almost 100 young ladies out here helping the varsity cheerleaders cheer for the Tigers this evening. Second down and 7. Rader claps his hands, takes a snap, drops back after a play-action fake, throws down the middle, got Tuggle wide open at the 47-50. He's to the 45, to the 40 of the Tigers, and down to the 38. He was wide open at the Northwood 48-yard line, and then he went flying down the field and got another 15 yards and another first down for Northwood.
Cannot stare into the backfield, Roger. Our safeties are going to have to recognize who's coming into their area quicker than that.
It's a 23-yard gain for Northwood. Opening drive of the game, just over a minute played. Oh, the snap goes rolling backwards. It's going to be picked up by Rader. He's going to take off. He's got blockers. 35. He's to the 30. The ball came out of there. It's loose. The Tigers fall on it. Do we have any sort of indication? We don't yet. Warsaw has the football, that's for sure. Official talking about it. It's Warsaw ball. Northwood's turned it over. The Panthers get the ball to the 28-yard line, and then they turn it over, and Warsaw takes over from there.
That was good fortune, because on a busted play like that, it just seemed like we were in slow motion getting to the ball carrier.
Well, so the Tigers get a break as they force a turnover. Tigers take over, 10:33 left to go here in the opening quarter. Warsaw with it for the first time. Ball in the middle of the field at the 28. Tollinger up the middle, and he'll dive to the 30-yard line. Give him to the 31, so give him 3 yards on the carries. Tollinger, 28 carries for 247 yards, and the game's only touchdown last week. Second down and 7. Ball just on the near side of exactly in the middle of the field. Wide out split to the right. On second down and 7. And again, it's Allinger up the middle. He stumbles forward. Oh, he stumbled as he got to the 33-yard line. He still was able to keep his feet and got all the way to the 43-yard line. That's a first down for Warsaw. And Zollinger with another big play for the Tigers.
The speed at which Zollinger hits the hole just really makes our offense go. It's so tough to get hands on him right away.
9:50 left to play, clock running first quarter. Northwood got the ball inside the Tiger 30 and fumbled. Brock up the middle. Zollinger, big hole, 50, 47-yard line, 46-yard line. And they're going to mark him down at the 45-yard line. That's a gain of 11 yards. That's a first down for Warsaw and their third on consecutive plays.
I'm a little bit surprised at the alignment starting out. They're playing a forefront, walking their outside linebackers up, but they're not pinching the middle like normal.
No, they're playing their two guys over the guards and tackles. Again, Zollinger up the middle, stutter steps. He's the 40, 35, 30, one man to beat. Stiff arms him inside the 15 and all the way down near the 10-yard line. That's going to be a 35-yard game for Zollinger. Warsaw with 20 plays of at least 15 yards in the last 2 weeks, and there's another one right there. If the Tigers could go in and score here, that would be a huge, huge momentum builder for Warsaw. Quentin Brock under center. Takes a step, hands off Salinger again, all the way down to the 5 yard line. Inside the five, give him to the four. It's a gain of 6 yards for Reed, and second down and goal from there. The chain gang has laid down the down marker, or laid down the distance markers. The down marker, the only one functioning at the moment. So the Tigers have to get this into the end zone. Quentin Brock from inside the left hash mark. Ducks under center, Zollinger behind him. Hands off to Reed, and he'll walk into the end zone untouched for the touchdown. Reed Zollinger with his fifth touchdown of the year, and Warsaw cashes in on the turnover, and the Tigers have a 6-0 lead.
Williamson, our center, is just doing an outstanding job, and that's the reason why our fullback is able to quickly hit it up in there. That's just outstanding blocking by our center.
So after the fumble, the Tigers take the lead. Warsaw a man short on the extra point. So they'll run him onto the field. They've got plenty of time, still 10 seconds for Mason Smythe to do his work. He's 8-for-8 on extra points this season. High snap, spot is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. But hang on, we have offsides against Northwood. Let's see what the Tigers want to do with that. The kick went through. It looks like they're going to move the ball forward and kick it again. That's an interesting decision, because the kick was good. You could take your points right now, but they move forward and they're going to kick it again. Beggar to snap it, spot, kick is up, and the kick is good. 7-0 Warsaw, 8:19 left to play in the opening quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard back with you. A perfect start for the Tigers. They force a fumble and get a touchdown. And with 8:19 left to go, Warsaw has a 7-0 lead. And now Smythe to kick off again. Another high, deep kick, and that one is unreturnable. 5 yards deep into the end zone. Another touchback for Smythe. He's 2-for-2 in that area, and Northwood will start from the 20-yard line.
Roger, I think Warsaw is going to be hard-pressed in the quick game. I think Raider's going to take the shotgun snap and get it to his very athletic wideouts, and we're going to have to make tackles in space. We can't get off our feet. We've got to get these guys to the ground. It's going to be a challenge.
Panthers start from the 20 again. Again, they move the ball. They got, I think, 3 first downs. It had the ball, a first down inside the Tiger 30, and then fumbled. Raider will fake the handoff and take off and run. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He gets nothing. Beam and Gabrich on the stop for the Tigers. Warsaw was ready for that. Second down and 10. Again, Northwood goes without a huddle. They're not necessarily hurrying the play, but they just don't want you to get comfortable subbing. Second down and 10. Right at the 20-yard line, Raider with a man to his right. And he will hand it to Stats. And Stats gets hit to the line scrimmage, and he goes down. No gain on the play there either. Third down and 10 coming up for Northwood as they tried to run it twice and got nowhere.
Our defensive end play is really, really good. Beam is a lot to handle for opposing offenses, and he's doing a great job.
5 defensive backs this time for the Tigers on third down and 10. Raider takes the snap, play action fake, dropping deep, firing to the far side, and it's going to be caught inbounds at the 38-yard line, 39-yard line. It's a 19-yard gain for Northwood. And the catch made by Landon Perry for Northwood. Warsaw was in zone coverage, and Owen Raider threw a perfect ball into the open space.
Little wheel route on the sideline. Recognition was just Too slow.
7:16 left to go in the quarter. Warsaw leads 7-0. Hand off to Perry up the middle. Dives over the pile. A flag came in. And the Northwood coaches don't look very happy. This will be a 3-yard gain, but it's not going to matter because this is going to be a penalty against Northwood. You can see the Northwood players already complaining about the call that's coming. Illegal procedure called against Northwood. So that'll back them up 5 yards from the 39. It'll be first and 15. First and 15 to this group doesn't matter a whole lot. They're quite okay with having long yardage because they've got the people who can make that up very easily. Ball on the far hash mark at the 34-yard line. First and 15. 7-0 Warsaw, 7:08 left to play in the quarter. Raider has a man to his right. He'll send stats out in motion. Back to throw, Raider, screen far side, Tuggle. Tuggle takes off the 35, makes a man miss at the 37. Coming back to the near side, running backwards. He's going to be hit. It goes down at the 35-yard line. Boy, that looked like that was going to be a big play, but the Tigers wouldn't give up on it, Will, and it ends up being a gain of only one.
When you've got that kind of speed, leverage is the absolute most important thing, and Warsaw kept leverage, and that's why it was a really good play for us.
After this play, I want you to explain more about that. Second down and 14 now for Northwood. Raider, play action fake, drops back to throw, rolling a little left, looks down the middle of the field, throws high, and Tuggle makes an incredible catch, 45-50, 45-40, dragged by the jersey down inside the Tiger 40 to the 37-yard line. I was thinking Paul was going to pick that off and run it back, but Tuggle went up with one hand and brought it down. An incredible play.
That's one of the most athletic catches I've seen on the high school level in a long time. He just reached up and snatched it.
First down and 10, Northwood from the Tiger 37. Raider on the handoff, hands off the stats. He gets hit by Woodward and goes down after a gain of 2 yards to the 35. And we have a whistle. We have an injured player, an injured Panther. Let's see who that was. I was thinking maybe it was the ball carrier. It is. It's stats that is down at the Tiger 35-yard line. They are attending him there. While they do, let's take a break. Let's take a 30-second break, Steve. 5:55 left to play here in the first quarter. Warsaw leads Northwood 7-0. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. The back stats is still down on the field here at Fisher Field. While he's being attended to, we'll remind you that Tiger Talk is tomorrow at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. Coach Curtis and a couple of his senior football players will join us. Plus, we're going to talk about the girls' golf sectional, which is going on tomorrow morning starting at 8:30 at the Tiger Alpharetta Stonehenge Golf Club. Stats is now up and walking very slowly off the field. Plus, the cross-country teams are in Carmel tomorrow. There's a volleyball tournament going on at the high school tomorrow. It's a busy, busy time at Warsaw Community High School. By the way, I noticed that Rosas is over here. He appears to be injured, or maybe there's an equipment problem. He's being tended to by Mark Huffer back here at the training table. So that it's not Trevor Pruitt, it's Mark tells me that it's an equipment issue, and Rosas will be finding need to get back out there. Second down and 8 coming up for the Panthers. Clock runs, 5:50 left to play in the first quarter. Warsaw 7-0 leaders over Northwood. Raider on the handoff to Perry, dives up the field, 26-yard line. He was thrown forward for an extra couple of yards, and that'll be a first down after a gain of 9 yards for Northwood. 5:35, clock still moving, first quarter. Tigers with a 7-0 lead, but Northwood threatening again. They drove the ball to about this spot in the field last time down, and then Raider fumbled on a scramble. And they hand off to Perry again, and he'll take it to the outside, and he's going to be tripped up by Johnston and go down right at the line of scrimmage or maybe just a smidge behind it. It's a loss of a half a yard, so it doesn't really count as it's just a no gain, second down and 10.
Corbin did a great job of keeping leverage, keeping the back inside where you've got buddies that can help you.
Ball on the far hash mark at the Tiger 26. One back to the right, that's Perry, back to throw Rader. Looking right, pressured, gets away, turns upfield, going to loft it out in the flat. It's this time over Tuggle's head and incomplete. Pole was the nearest Tiger to him a couple yards off. And it'll be third down and 10 coming up for Northwood.
Keeping the quarterback in the pocket is going to be central to what the defensive staff needs to do. Don't want him scrambling around, causing problems.
Two wide outs to the right, one to the left. That's Tuggle. He's got double coverage. Now Northwood looks like they want to change the play with 13 on the play clock, facing third down and 10. Rader now will have Perry to his left. Rader slaps his hands, takes the snap, looking, pump fakes again, throws it on the run, got Tuggle. Tuggle goes down inside the 20-yard line, but I think he's short of the first down. They marked him right at the 17-yard line. He'd be a half yard short, and it'll be fourth down and less than one coming up after a gain of 9 yards.
They are really liking sending Tuggle over the middle. We're going to have to be aware.
Northwood will go for it from the 17-yard line. Rader takes a snap, hands off to Perry. He gets hit. He goes down. Oh, no. A flag is coming in. A flag is coming in, and this is going to be a face mask penalty against the Tigers. They didn't have to do that. I'm not sure who it was. Tigers got him in the backfield, but somebody did grab the face mask. It was pretty obvious, and it's going to cost the Tigers a stop here. And it's going to be first down for Northwood inside the 15-yard line.
That's almost like a turnover, because we had him stopped, and Hetty just briefly grabbed the face mask and gives Northwood life, and that's too bad.
So the ball goes to the 8-yard line with 4:13 left in our opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, but the Panthers at the Tiger 7. Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Rader with two backs this time, slapped his hands twice. Now they're going to change the play. Rader calls it out the play and then comes back to his spot. Takes a low snap. He will hand off to Perry, or to Stats. Stats gets hit at the 4-yard line, dives down toward the goal line. He got to the 1. Gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second and goal from the 1-yard line as Northwood tries to tie the game with 3:45 left to play in its opening quarter. Interesting. Northwood's trying to run the football here. They have had very little success doing that. 68 yards a game so far. Rader with Stats to his right. Takes a snap, going to run it right. Turns up field and gets the goal line and across it. Touchdown, Northwood. A 1-yard run for Owen Rader, and the Panthers are with an extra point of tying the game.
Just a nice job of offensive line blocking. Everybody was hat on a hat, and to their credit, they got deep in our defense, our second level. And when you're down in the red zone, that can't happen.
Don DeFreitas will come on to try to tie the game with the extra point. Rader is the holder, so keep that in mind. Snap, spot, kick is away, and the kick is good. 3:24 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw 7, Northwood 7. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Thanks to Steve Scott back at the station. 7-7 in her score. Warsaw Northwood all tied up. DeFreitas now to kick off. He certainly is touchback capable, especially on a night like tonight when there's no wind. And he'll drive it high in the air and deep and into the end zone. Wilson was trying to figure out a way that he could get that, well, outside the goal line, but there was no way. And now with 3:24 left to play in our quarter in a 7-7 game, Warsaw takes over first down and 10 from their 20-yard line.
Things, Roger, we're going to have to ball control it with our fullback, and maybe this drive go on the perimeter once to see how they like that.
Well, I'm not an offensive play caller, but I'm knowing when stuff's not broken, we don't fix it. And they try Zollinger up the middle, and he'll get 2 yards out to the 22-yard line. Stopped on the play by Brady King, the junior defensive lineman, 5'8", 199 pounds. Second down and 8 for the Tigers from their own 22. Ball in the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the right side of the formation. Quentin Brock under center. Zollinger behind him. Wings on either side of the formation. That is a pass over the middle, and it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Keith Miller. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, I think. Touchdown, Northwood. The pass was thrown low. Keith Miller picked it off and ran it into the end zone. And Northwood, just like that, has taken the lead 13-7. We'll call it a 28-yard interception return.
Just unfortunate. He looked at him the whole way, and 50 did a great job of stepping in front. That's what a good linebacker will do, read the eyes of the quarterback and make a play.
Now to Freitas on again to kick the point after to give Northwood a 7-point lead. Snap, spot, kick is away, and it is good. 2:47 to play in the quarter. Northwood now 14-7 leaders at Warsaw. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Well, things have turned around here. Warsaw forced a fumble first time out, took it down and scored, had a 7-0 lead, and Northwood has come back to score a touchdown and intercepted a pass and run it in for a touchdown and lead 14-7. And Tristan Wilson again hoping to get a chance to run it back, does not. So with 2:47 left to play here in the opening quarter, Warsaw takes the field down 14-7. They will start from their 20. I will tell you that if that pass is thrown correctly, it would have been a touchdown because the safeties had split and the middle of the field was wide open, but the pass was thrown too low. If he waits one more second, he clears Miller, he lofts it over him, and it's a touchdown. But it was a touchdown the other way. And now Northwood has the lead, and Warsaw is down 14-7, and they start from their 20. Quentin Brock hands off Zollinger, and he'll struggle forward for 2 yards to the 22. Stopped on the play by Caleb Trupp and others for the Panthers. Second down, and actually where they put the ball down is only a gain of 1. So make that a gain of 1. Second down and 9 coming up for the Tigers. Northwood's trying to pinch the middle a little harder now after that opening drive where they got gashed for big yardage between the guards. Brock, option play, gives up the middle. Zollinger will get 2 yards to the 23, and that's up third. That sets up third down and 7.
The technique that Northwood's using is successful. They are getting lower than us and just creating a pile.
Well, there's one thing in this offense that Warsaw is not doing, and it looks like teams have figured it out. That's Quentin Brock keeping the ball on the option play and moving around to the right. Up the middle, Zollinger again. He'll get 4 yards out to the 27. It'll be fourth down and 3. And something happened at the end of the play. There's a flag down out of bounds. And Corbin Johnston got tied up with Josiah Edmond way back upfield, out of bounds at about the 13-yard line. So the official who threw the flag, dead ball foul, personal foul, Northwood. Is there another? No, there is not. Huh. Well, I don't know what happened there. But it was, we're talking 40 yards away from where the ball was. And so what would have been fourth down and 3 is now a first down for Warsaw. And we'll take them any way we can get them. And that moves the ball all the way out to the 43-yard line. Well, let's see if that switches the momentum back to the orange and black. 1:35 clock running first quarter. Ball in the middle of the field to the Tiger 43. Warsaw trailing 14-7. Panthers with a rushing touchdown. And they haven't had many of those this year. Any defensive touchdown. Brock, option play. He's going to keep it and turn up field. He gets across the 50 and all the way to the Northwood 49-yard line. It's a gain of 8 yards and a first down carry for the Tiger quarterback. I talk about it, and there it is. Maybe Michael up on the roof is listening to our broadcast.
I believe the middle linebacker, the Miller kid, he's a good 7 yards, just like Concord did last week, so he can have free reign to hunt the football.
Second and just under 2 yards from the far hash mark. Oh, and there's a fumble. Brock will fall on it back at the 49. So no gain on the play. Third down and 2 coming up for the Tigers. Final half minute of quarter one. Johnston comes out. They bring an extra lineman in. Play clock at 20, game clock at 25, so there's about 5 seconds difference. By the way, if Brock hangs onto that ball, he's got room on the right side of the defensive line. Option play, Zollinger, big hole, spins off a one man to the 45, stood up at the 42, pushed back to the 43, still going all the way to across the 40-yard line to the 39. I'm surprised they didn't blow that play dead, but Zollinger never quit. And he's got a first down for Warsaw after the gain of 11 yards, and that'll do it for quarter one. Warsaw trails Northwood 14-7. The Tigers have the ball inside the Northwood 40 when we start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.